You can feel it, can't you? Something shifting, something breaking through. This isn't just a voice, this is a signal.
Up walls inside your mind so you would never truly find. But in the silence, in the space, there's something time cannot erase. A quiet knowing deep and slow, calling you to take control. No more waiting, no more doubt. Welcome to a St. Thomas show, where the truth begins to glow. Not above and not below, it's alive inside your soul. This is where the veils come down, where the lost are finally found. Hear the call, it's time to know you're alive on a St. Thomas show. Every fear begins to break. What was hidden comes to light. Day emerges from the night. You don't need a crown or throne. You were never not your own. Every answer that you seek lives within, it's yours to speak. Feel it rising. Feel it now. Welcome to a St. Thomas show, where the fire starts to grow. Not a whisper, not an echo, with the truth you came to know. Step beyond the old control, take it back, reclaim your role. This is where your power flows, right here on a St. Thomas show.
Greetings and salutations. This is a St. Thomas show. I am St. Thomas, the twin. You can call me Arrow. And my co-host, Rob Anderson, are you at the table today?
I'm here at the table. Thanks for having me.
Great to be here. Awesome. Did you get the news that we have special guests coming on today?
A little birdie told me. I heard it through the grapevine. We got some really special people that you're going to be interviewing.
I just wondered. So we'll start by saying thank you to BBS Radio. They are our 100% our technical support. We wouldn't have a show without them. And if the listeners have any ideas about doing your own podcast, or you've written a book, that you want to advertise or you have music that you'd like to put out into the world, call Dawn and Doug at BBS Radio. They would love to help you get out onto the world stage. And absolute to all listeners, there isn't a show without you. And super duper thank you to all subscribers. Your support is golden. We also want to give a shout out to some of our Q family shows. Our Q brothers, Kevin and Johnny, have a Q Men's Perspective Saturday mornings on BBS at 10 Central. And our Q sister, Teresa Songbird, at All Learning Reimagined on BBS Fridays at 3 p.m. Central. And I do not know why. Everybody's guess is as good as mine. Okay, Jim Morrison wants to join us at the table today, of all things. I don't know. I've been given this song to sing. This is just crazy for me to sing this song. But yeah, Jim Morrison in the house today. Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out on loan. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road, his brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday, let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road. Yeah, girl, you gotta love your man. Girl, you gotta love your man. Take him by the hand, make him understand. The world on you depends. Our life will never end. Gotta love your man. Yeah. Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Okay, just some silliness to get started.
Woo!
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Thanks, Jim.
Yeah, I don't know why I had to do that one today, but it came.
I love the Doors. I didn't get to see Jim Morrison play, but I got to see the rest of the band, and I forget who they had replacing them, but they did a wonderful job. And so I got to see them when I was younger. It was cool. It wasn't Jim, but it was still, you know.
Yeah, I had an unexplainable fetish for Jim Morrison. So, you know, now that I've been on the Q train, I think maybe I know why I was so in love with Jim Morrison.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, so we're bringing on, I am so excited, and I'm very honored, and I have a couple guests today. I'm going to just give them a professional introduction, thanks to Sheila, who introduced Teresa Songbird. We have a recording coming next Sunday on our twin sister show, Project Review, a Q&A. Sheila is interviewing Teresa Songbird, who has the All Learning Reimagined, and Sheila showed me how it was done. So I'm going to thank Sheila today for helping me to introduce guests. I have a couple guests, and it is my sincere honor and privilege to introduce two individuals whose voices, vision, and dedication have made a meaningful impact through the world of broadcasting. Dawn and Doug Newsome on BBS Radio. For years, BBS Radio has served as a platform where thought-provoking conversations, diverse perspectives, and powerful stories come together. At the heart of that mission are people who understand the importance of listening, connecting, and creating space for voices that deserve to be heard. Dawn and Doug Newsome represent more than broadcasters. They represent a commitment to communication, community, and the exchange of ideas. Through their work, they have helped bring forward conversations that inspire curiosity, encourage awareness, and invite listeners to look deeper. It is with great appreciation and respect that we welcome them today. that their dedication to the craft of radio and their contribution to meaningful dialogue remind us of the lasting power of a microphone, a message, and a willingness to serve others through conversation. Please join me in warmly welcoming Don and Doug Newsome from BBS Radio. Thank you both for sharing your time, your experience, and your voices with us. The twin Newsome brothers, Don and Doug.
Oh, well, thank you. This is Don. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Gosh, what a wonderful introduction. I mean that. Thank you. And I have my twin brother, Doug, here. And it's such a pleasure to be with you, Doug.
Oh, thank you, Arrow. And thank you sincerely for the donation you made.
Yes.
I'm just so... your kindness leaves me speechless. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It really means a lot to us. My brother and I have been doing this for a long time. And one of the things that you experience in doing this sort of business, the ups and downs, and the things that bring you back up, even though you go through, you know, those periods of time that are really dark, it's the kindness. Like, I think if you could define any word, I mean, love is a brilliant word, but kindness to me means love in action. So it's almost more meaningful to me than anything else. You know, I hear people say, if you could teach everybody one thing, what would it be? And you see words like respect or something like that. I always think, no, kindness. If you teach that even to the young, it's an action understanding of love. So thank you. Thank you, Arrow, for your kindness. I truly appreciate that. We both do very, very much.
Well, you guys have been really meaningful in me doing podcasts at all. In my wildest dreams, I never thought I would be doing this. And you last probably 9 months before my show actually came out, I contacted Doug at the radio show, and his words were so inspiring and so helpful just to get me started. He got me thinking about the title and how important the title of my show was, and thinking of what a target audience is. And he had a lot of input from your guys' side of the platform. I have no concept of broadcasting, podcasting, anything, the TV, the radio, nothing. And his words were extremely encouraging, very insightful, very helpful. He's also helped me use this AI computer. So I just don't feel like I would have gotten this far without your guys' help.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Actually, that was Doug who was speaking. Doug is the articulate twin, and he was just speaking, so I just took the mic. This is Don. Now, we sound quite a bit alike, so it might be hard to discern which is which, but Doug's really, truly the more articulate one, and he does all the writing, and most of what you read throughout his postings are things he doesn't use AI with. You know, he's kind of deliberate in that respect. He feels that this has to come from us and me and from the heart. So that's who he is. And I appreciate you and your kind words. It's really fun to be around such a man. My brother is an individual with to me no equal. He's just a power unto himself, and I love him dearly, and I love you all as well, and I mean that. So thank you, appreciate it. Thank you. I'm gonna swing you back to Doug.
Thanks. You know, I knew it was Doug, but that's because I've had the pleasure of talking to both of you. So you do sound a lot alike. But I get real tickled when Doug answers the phone, because I'm like, okay, this is Doug. And he says, yes. And I'm like, yes, I can tell you apart.
You can. You're one of the few people who can. It's amazing.
I think it helped that I got to meet you guys. I don't know if I can let the cat out of the bag that I was planning a Q party in Texas and I wanted to bring them to Spring, Texas. And you guys were going to let a few of us in the radio station when you also explained to me that you've never let anybody into the radio station. And of course the party went belly up, but I still came and I still got to come and get a nice little tour of the radio station and meet both of you. And it was very nice to do that.
Yes, I remember. We have, I guess probably because we set it up in a unique way. It's not like we don't want to help people. If somebody were to ask us, can you help us? Or is there anything that you can't disclose? In 99% of the time, we're going to help and we're going to disclose information that may have taken us decades or years to acquire, knowledge to acquire. And we don't really value that the same way other companies or individuals do. We try to share that freely. I kind of wish other companies would do that too, and I understand why they don't. But I feel that if you gain sort of knowledge through your life, that's when you really, I mean, you gain it, and then that's when you should be sharing it, not putting a price tag on it because it took you so long to acquire it. In regards to the studio, we kind of do that for safety's sake as well. We don't want a lot of people to come into the studio because it's valuable, you know, in respect that you don't want people knowing that you've got these sort of systems in place, right? Mm-hmm. That's one reason. And the other reason is because my brother and I are somewhat private. I mean, there is an aspect of our lives, because we deal with people all of the time, 24/7, that we want to kind of remain private too. It's that kind of a space for us that we need. Other than that, we're an open door. We really, truly are.
I feel that way when I call in the generosity of, like I said, the encouragement that I've gotten from you guys over the phone of doing my show. It really helped me. It's like a big brother just kind of pushing me where I was really nervous to do something. You guys were really supportive. And I believe all the Q shows that I've listened to, they all say the same things in their shows. And I don't really want to hog the whole stage. I have a lot of questions can bring to the table today. But Rob, since you're my co-host, is there anything you'd like to ask Doug or Don?
Yeah, and I don't know. For me, it's always like I love getting to like, I guess the question for you guys is like, do you remember, or could you bring us and let the listeners know the moment, like you guys sitting around, like, how did you come up with the idea? Or like, we should create a radio station. And it's like, you know, sometimes like, yeah, I just want to know where it started and how it kind of evolved from there.
Sure. Interesting. My brother and I, when we were growing in the world of business, we worked with a lot of individuals, a lot of different companies, and ultimately, and big companies, companies you've heard of, literally at the stages where there were ideas, you sit around a group of 5 or 10 or, you know, more people, and you hash out how the company is going to be structured and who has what tasks, and you kind of formulate an understanding, right? And we've done that a lot of times, but ultimately in that, endeavor to create something, and my brother and I were very young when we started into business, about 16, if you can imagine, that we didn't understand the value of people. Rather, we valued the project. So if you told me you had something that could be, you know, better for humanity, I was, you know, Don and I just got on board. But if you have people that are bad,
and you have a great idea, it really goes nowhere, and or the people that put up all the capital and the time, they end up losing out. And that happened quite a number of times where my brother and I worked with individuals we thought were noble, and because we were just young and had a lot of energy as well, we got lost in that, and we ended up losing a lot of our lives. I mean, a couple decades of our lives went to, you know, at the end of the day, we had nothing. And that happened a few times, up and down, up and down, up and down. So at the same time, I was working with another company who were developing an organic hair care system, you know, not with any chemicals. And I thought, what, that's just great. My brother was developing this understanding. And it really came about as a result of his conversations with people that worked with the government in clandestine, you know, departments, more like intelligence departments. This is kind of right after 9/11. I mean, the year 2000. And, you know, these conversations revolved around interesting subjects like UFOs, right? And my brother was having these conversations and really thought, wow, what if we taped these conversations, right? At that time, 2002, 2003, there was blogs, you know, people were typing to each other, right, on the internet, but you weren't really communicating on the internet outside of that through typing. And my brother thought, wow, these conversations are great. Not only can we record them, maybe we can let other people listen to it on the internet, right? And that evolved into, boy, maybe we can allow other people into the conversation and take calls, right? So it really was an organic move from being a blogging site, because what we were trying to do was create blog in service. So it was a writing forum to be in service, you know, tell your ideas to the world. But then it became blog in broadcasting service. That's where the B and the S come from, BBS Radio TV. So you know, the blog started and it became a conversation that they had on a phone. Then they aired it, and then they bring in other callers. And then we changed the name, and then we incorporated and we got the website in around 2005, and just became formally known as BBS Radio. And then, of course, a few years ago when a video came into play, we thought, boy, we should add to that the TV portion of it. So BBS Radio TV. Good question.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that with us.
And then 2005, I noticed that you still have archive shows in the list of talk show search on the right column. You go in there and you search talk shows. I noticed one was dated 2005. So you still are carrying archives from the beginning.
We do. We do not like to take down information. We have, but it's, you know, maybe in out of a thousand different talk shows and a couple hundred thousand hours of programming, sometimes you have people, hosts, like, for example, one wanted to go into politics and was running for a high office. They didn't want their information to be available any longer. So they said, take it all down. Now, if you're a host, you have a right to that information, and you should be able to do with it as you so please. And kind of so did we, because we co-created it. But we also didn't want to harm any individual and, you know, their desire to change themselves and not have the past, you know, be a reflection on their new future. So those changes aren't made lightly. I mean, we have to consider also the understanding that that information might be of benefit to society. But we do want to help our hosts, and that's almost primary, because they come on in good faith that they're working with good people that have their best interests at heart. So if hosts tell us, you know, take down the information, We do. And in some cases, we've had situations where other people have got involved, where they've made it known that that information, and this is very rare, but it does happen, where they've made a claim to information. Now, because we're a corporation, we have to go by the intention of the law, not just follow it and say, oh boy, we could break it and, you know, we got the strength and we can do whatever we want. No. I mean, if you really want to, society can break at any time. Politics can break at any time. Politics is crazy because people find the loophole. Lawyers are so successful, and business people, powerful business people, because you didn't write in that clause in the agreement, right? They're finding ways. They're always looking at ways to get around and to hurt people. That's not the spirit that things should evolve with. The spirit is trying to do the best you can with the law as it stands now. And so we go above and beyond board in the protection of information and the individuals that come to us and even the requests that are made to us. So I'm sorry, sometimes information can be taken off, but it's rare and it's not without cause.
You know, that I just think of the word integrity, and my experience with both of you is that's what rings loud and clear is integrity. There was, going back to this idea, I was going to throw this party for the Q trainers. I was talking to Don one day, and I don't have all the contact information of all the Q trainer shows that were going on. There was like 25 people I wanted to invite. And Don says, this is where you're either going to love me or hate me. And he had to explain how you guys refuse to share anybody's personal information. And then he even explained at how much money you guys decline by not sharing contact list information with people who buy that stuff. They spend, I guess, hundreds of thousands of dollars on contact lists, and you guys just don't do that.
No, in fact, we believe in people's privacy unless you make it known to us otherwise that you want something else. But it, for us, and with our hosts, we really want to want them to know it's a safe space. Even the guests of the hosts. I mean, if you have a guest on a show and you give us their phone number, we don't put it in a computer. We put it on a piece of paper, and once your show is done, we throw it away. Now you can imagine in over 20 years of broadcasting, we've had some of the most powerful people in the country, senators, doctors, bishops, lawyers, you name it, and we have their personal data, but we don't. And so the next week you might have that same guest on the show and we're saying, what's their phone number? Again to you, and make sure that you have it available to us, because we don't save it. And that's the same with information. We feel that if you put the information on, let's say, your show page and you want it there, like an email address, great. But if you don't, then nobody should be able to call us up and say, what's their email address or what's their phone number? That's just not, you know, something we do or ever will do, because my brother and I just feel that privacy is paramount and desired. Until it's not, until the host says, please, you know, make that available.
Yeah. And so there is hundreds of thousands of dollars spent on contact lists that you guys have turned down.
More to the point, if you go to a website, information is key, right? For everything today. I mean, information, the big farming units, the big data centers, they want that information. They pay arm and a leg for that information. Information is the new gold. And so when you go to websites, they actually have little bots
their computer structures that go out and they say, oh, where did this guy just visit from? Oh, what's his phone number? Or what's his email? Or what's his IP address? And where is he located? And give me all the data on that individual. And then the next day you're seeing emails from that company from a website you visited, and that you just clicked on one page of their website. It's harvesting, and they're harvesting your data all of the time. We do not. We don't harvest your data. We don't have website applications that will harvest data, and we don't sell that data, and we don't make that available to anybody. It's just, I think in today's world, every individual is going to go through a point into the future where they're going to have to, you know, deal with these more in your face situations where firms are acquiring your data, selling it, and utilizing it, and the companies that probably don't are going to miss out on a lot of opportunity and revenue. But our goal has never been about the money. That's, you know, I think a really a small place to be in your soul. In fact, I think if you live for eternity and you live 100 years where you're all about the money, I think it might have a really bad effect for a much longer period of time than most people realize. And I don't really want to feel that energy for a long period of time. I think, you know, we're here infinitely and we might change and we might evolve and we're growing together. But I think like a spider web, though we're all angles, different angles on the spider web, and we can tune to more angles on that spider web, right? We're still a separate angle, even though we're connected. And you don't want it vibrating in such a way where it's creating chaos in your energy. And I think that happens because you're not participating with the entire web, right? So as soon as you're not making the whole web kind of more structurally sound and you're throwing your little angle off, I don't know if it does you any good.
Okay, that's my first note, just to say I love you guys.
Yeah. Oh, we love you too, Arrow. Thank you.
Oh, Arrow, gosh. Ditto. My heart's always right there with you, truly. Thank you.
We are kinship for sure.
Well, so, I think it's really interesting the way you guys do it, and you know, it's appreciated, and you know, people, like, everybody has their own, like, I like how you guys really respect people's privacy and integrity, and you know, a lot of people are different, like even myself, like I've had social media, I've taken it down, I've had accounts, I've gotten rid of them, and my brother's gotten rid of all his social, but like, you know, we still do things together. He doesn't mind if we share things and things like that. So some people are, you know, okay with it, and others are okay with it for a time, and then they don't want it. So to really respect the hosts and the information that's there, I think that's very important. But also to what you guys do to deliver it uncensored, because you know, with algorithms and everything today, like you guys would speak, you know, and what you just shared about companies harvesting data, people don't really, I think, understand the true nature of how much our attention is directed through advertising. Like, you know, I don't even know, like, this is might sound out there, but I was literally thinking the other day, I was like, does this device know what I'm thinking now? Because I was thinking about something, and then on the next weather app I open up, and there's an ad for like the store I was thinking about. I'm like, that's really weird. So like, the fact that you guys don't harvest people's data and manipulate it, and I think it speaks with a lot of integrity, but to have the uncensored stuff that's there as kind of like, you know, like a living library and for people to go back on, and is really important, uncensored. I think that's very powerful.
Thank you.
I can add to the uncensored, because I've been down all the conspiracy theory rabbit holes, and I'm starting a show on BBS Radio, and I had a long talk with Don about what can I say and what can I not say. And he said, it's open. I could say anything I wanted. I said, really? I could say COVID. I could say, because I've listened to other people on YouTube or other platforms, Patreon, and they have buzzwords that they totally avoid and skirt around. They'll talk about it, but they have to avoid certain buzzwords. And Don said, as long as I wasn't bashing any of the other hosts on BBS radio, I was free to speak.
Yeah, that is our only real rule. I think the more awareness an individual gains, the more they realize that there are diverse opinions and understandings in the political sphere and how it might work. Let's say there's right and there's left, right? But the right has a certain understanding and it needs to accomplish a certain objective. But it makes its understanding knowing that it's got to accept part of the left's point of view, which is wrong, per se, let's say, because it thinks it's right. So there's a compromise. That's really why, by the way, politicians don't really know right from wrong. You think, oh, gee, why is the political sphere so bad? And why, how can they do that? Because once you start making those compromises in many ways, you kind of deal with the world along that time and you lose that sense of firmness on what you're going to stand. Now, there's going to be part of you that's going to say, I'm going to stand firm on this point and this point and this point. But you kind of lose that overall. So that diverse set of opinions and understandings, but it's still available on the political sphere. You still need to deal with that other individual, know their point of view, and bring it to bear. But as soon as we stop listening to those points of view or bringing those opinions to bear, that's when people start to be, they crawl inside themselves. They get angry. They don't have an outlet. And that's when things go awry. I honestly feel that even, you know, some of the very, very bad people in this world that you see in prison that are in there for life, they probably had something very horrific occur. You know, maybe a child abuse or a family that beat them or molested them or something along those lines, right? And they didn't have any way of sharing that information because, one, they might have been embarrassed about it, a lot of things. So without the outlet, even on a political spectrum, once you see the Republicans getting really upset because, let's say, back during the last election or last couple elections, they thought that they weren't being listened to, or the people that got upset about COVID, they weren't being listened to, right? So there's a greater backlash. It's like the pendulum really gets wild. It swings one way and then swings really hard the next way as people, get upset with the fact that the other side didn't listen. So I think that the world would be a better place if we understood that there's a lot of opinions. There are people that have the right to those opinions, and their understanding gives us a better ability to help the system or them change or see something else. But it's not, you can't do that if you don't listen first, no matter what the opinion. If you were a communist, would I let you on the network and Don let you on the? Yes. Share your point of view. Convince me why communism is good. Socialism, same thing. Want to be a republic? Great. Whatever your political opinion is, let's hear it. When you're sitting around a think tank and you have 30 people on a table, you don't want them all thinking the same thing, or it's useless to you. Useless. Mm-hmm. So you want that diverse set of opinions and ideas. And companies that can utilize that usually are the ones that move ahead the most. Companies that push information from the top down, and that's the case with most media companies today, sadly, they tend to fail. And it might not be right away because they have billions backing them or hundreds of billions backing them, but they tend to fail. So we've never approached the world with a top-down understanding. We'd rather the information flow from the bottom up.
Very nice. Yes. I love it. I that's one of the safe tables that we created on my sister's show, the Project Review, a Q&A, is we want a safe table where everybody can come and have a voice. And we have deep listening and respect for each other as holding value. Even there is a quote out there about, it's right here on top of a newspaper. This is by Evelyn Batrice Hall. "I disapprove of what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it." Evelyn Batrice Hall. I love that.
Powerful, powerful quote, powerful quote.
Yes. How about Rob? You got something else before I go on and on and on?
Sorry, I was muted. Okay. I was talking away and I'm like, oh, then anyways, I don't do politics. I've never voted. And I did study political science in university, but I think politics is a tricky thing because everybody is going to have diverse opinions and things. And not because, you know, like I just don't get involved in it. I don't want to be in that debate. I like having good discussions, but I don't want to give up. I would vote if, and I think we're going to get to the point in with technology and information. And obviously Don and Doug know way more about that sort of stuff. And my brother's an IT guy. So he's kind of, you know, that side of the things as well. He's not a twin brother, but everybody thinks we're twins. so I get the brother relationship. My brother and I are like best friends as well. And so, but I think that we live in a world now where we have the technology, we have the power. If we do want to live in these systems, we have the power to have a direct democracy. We don't need representative government. I don't know. I don't want to give my vote, my authority, my sovereignty over to somebody else who I've never met because I liked a few words that they said on a podium one time. And I think now the way the world's designed, we can choose, okay, or are we going to live away from society in our homesteads? Okay, that's great. But if we're still going to create a community there in some way. You can't be totally isolated and self-sufficient. I guess you can, but it'll be lonely. But how can we integrate the systems that we have and make them better? I think of things like, you know, the Department of Government Efficiency and, you know, conscious gateways and quantum computing. They've been used to manipulate us for, like, you know, Doug was saying, used to manipulate us to sell things to us or to, you know, capture our attention or to instill dogmas or agendas or timelines or thoughts or whatever you want, propaganda. And so now I think we have the opportunity, like, why don't we use this technology and let's actually put it to good use instead of trying to sell people crap they don't need. Let's get a direct democracy. Well, we need a new something here. Well, instead of 10 people deciding for everybody else, we have the opportunity. And I either want this or I don't. And the majority wins. Simple as that. Direct democracy. And then we're not giving away our rights, our authority, everybody, you know, and we might not like some of those outcomes, but at least we had a sincere say in directing them rather than just being like, well, I voted for this party. I think, you know, the party's over. The party's over. The party's done. We don't need a party anymore. And so I think that you guys having the information in that sort of way is very, very powerful. And, you know, not directing it or favoring it, it's just there and it's for people to find or use. It's a tremendous resource. So thank you guys.
Oh, Rob, thank you. I appreciate it. This is Don again. I was just listening to your words. I concur. You know, I truly do. I personally, between you and I, I'm Canadian. I'm still Canadian. I never did get my U.S. citizenship like my brother, so I too have never voted.
Okay.
And even if I could, I wouldn't. I can't explain more the why. That's kind of a personal reason, but I wouldn't. I just don't want to get. I don't want to add my voice to it. In that respect. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not an American, you know, and I wasn't born here. And even if I did have the right to vote, or, you know, I could go down and cheat or, you know, get a vote regardless, I wouldn't do that. But, you know, what I've learned in the charade, I'd almost have to say we're living in many respects. It's theater. It's a charade in many respects. I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot about people and the various opinions many of which I wouldn't even have had anticipated, because it's so diverse and people have brilliant minds. There's so many brilliant minds out there that I'm learning almost every day. That's a wonderful thing about being in a studio with a lot of talk shows. You think you know it all, and then you don't. And so I get a lot of information that's constantly teaching me. And the more information I get, the more I realize I have to listen and pay attention and understand those other points of view. And that's been a real growth curve. I was speaking with a senator the other day, and we got into a little heated debate, and I said something which I've said a couple times before, but it really comes down to growth. And growth only happens when you have a teacher or a teaching or a lesson. And that lesson or that teacher is the darkness for all intensive purposes. You know, you have people that are, you know, of a different point of view, or they're very antagonistic, or they're evil people. And in those times, that's when you grow the most, if you're willing to listen. And so to me, it's all about being here on earth, growing, having a soul grow as much as it can. And, you know, my brother feels the same way. It's spiritual growth we're trying to attain. And, you know, the rest is all going to be dust. The only thing that survives is really what we're talking about now, the communication, that energy of talk and thought, which will survive through infinity. Everything else is just going to be dust, the money, the homes, the cars, everything. So it's really, when you look at it in that respect, it is the growth of the soul that is the most important. I'm going to swing you through to Doug. Rob, I appreciate your opinions and thoughts. Arrow, of course, I'm going to let Doug finish this out, but I love you all very much. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your show today. I mean,
thank you, Don.
Doug?
Thanks, Don.
I want to kind of state this. I think Don meant more like the darkness isn't darkness, it's change. Anytime you're uncomfortable and you have to bend like a reed, whether it's in a family or, you know, because you have a partner that's a little bit different, those people that bend and adapt, and they can get closer, but the rigid things kind of break away. And so opinions and understandings, dark and light, they create change. And change may never be comfortable. But if I put you on bliss on tap and you were born sucking bliss, you wouldn't know the value of it. Sooner or later, you'd think infinite bliss, but you wouldn't understand it. You'd just be kind of there, but nothing. You wouldn't be aware of it, of the value of it, until you come off of bliss. And then you maybe want it back really bad, and you start to understand the value of these things. So, you know, nothing can stay the same. That's why everything is in constant motion and movement. And it's that change that, you know, propels the growth. And so it's the other opinions that propel the growth, not your own. How do you learn if you're, you know, just dealing with, you know, the information that you've brought forward? Maybe you can, but it won't be as fast as, you know, learning with all the information that's brought forward by everybody. So I just want to qualify that with Don, because we are of the same opinion. And we just love people, and we both don't vote, by the way. And it's, and for me, it's
that, Doug. Thank you for clarifying that. You're absolutely right. Thank you.
It's not that we don't have, you know, a voice, but it's rather when you're in media, it's best not to have an opinion. If you can, it's kind of like meditating. You open your mind to everything, and you let it flow into you. And as soon as you're starting to think about centering down, you're not letting that energy kind of freely flow into you. So mm-hmm. It's that openness that really brings in all the outside energy per se. And I believe that's true, you know, even when it comes to how we want to deal with this company, it's the same way. We want to be an open source, not a, you know, a source that already has, you know, their own shtick to play.
So, and talking about change, so there's big changes coming with BBS Radio, and that's what's really bringing us here today. But there's another topic that I don't want to lose track of. We never talked about the music, because another thing that's really impressed me about your guys' station is that you do, you showcase all kinds of music on the platform, and you let people send music into you, and you do all of this without the icon of the record label, which we've all learned is maybe on the dark side of things. And you don't own and control people and their music, and you let them have free expression, and you guys really showcase great music that way. But then it's time to also transition into what's going on with BBS, what's your guys's new inspirations going forward, what's your passions, and how the listeners can help you do that.
Oh, thank you, Errol, for that. Yeah, because we've you know, been through so many challenges, you know, even while we were building this company, we've been in two fires and one flood, literally two fires and one flood. And that sets you back. You can't get through losing everything in a week or a month, even a year. In fact, the 2018 Paradise campfires, which you know, took 87 lives, and we were in it, took everything. And I'm still dealing with that. And it's 6 years later, 7 years, 8 years later, still dealing with that. And not mentally, financially, and in other ways. So it sets you back. And because of those things that occurred, we, even though we were at the top of our, you know, the business realm at one point, you know, you can't, in technology, when it moves so fast, you can't be slow. If you don't adapt and change fairly rapidly, you fall behind. And one of the things a company has to do, just like a bar, let's say you go to a bar and for some reason a few years later nobody's showing up at that bar. Now, I don't go to bars, but when I was younger I used to, and I was told it's got to change every few years, right? They change a little bit. Well, it's this business, every few years, you know, you've got to throw money at it. A business always got to, you know, it's got to pick a point where it says I've got to change and meet the new, you know, demand, the new desires by people. Well, in this case, it's the new technologies, and that costs. And my brother and I, you know, we're developing a new website right now that's going to be faster, better, smarter, more appealing, everything we want, but we literally have to start it from scratch and build with new code and new environments, because the old environments, you can't update them. You know, you can, but then you've got to update so many other things that it becomes cost prohibitive. So, like, for example, we were developing applications, and my brother and I put a lot of our, we constantly do this. I mean, we constantly are giving our own money into this company. But it's not enough, and it's not fast enough. And we were developing these apps, and they took too long. And then the information, I mean, the code that we used became outdated. So we're right now in a position where we can utilize AI to do things 100 times faster, not, you know, maybe not 100 times, but call it 20, 30 times faster at a tenth of the cost. So we're developing new websites, new applications. We have a team of very, very great coders and people that really understand AI developing this for us. And because of our relationship, they're doing it for very little money. And we think that we're going to be able to come out with all of our information as it is in a system that can really propel that information far better than we've ever done it in the past, and put us in a position where we can really compete again. So that's what we're doing. It won't take that long. It's not going to be that costly. It's just that my brother and I have literally been putting so much of our own capital into this company over the past few years. You get to a point where that capital's, you know, it's just not there for you to be able to continue. We couldn't continue to do it, or else we'd probably be, you know, we'd all have to, I don't know. It's not really feasible. So can we do it? Yeah. My brother and I have other businesses that we work at that make capital, but it's slow. Rather than doing a project over a month or two, we could do it, but it would take 6 months, a year. And by then you're already, you know, out to lunch. And that's not really a good thing. And that's what we're dealing with currently. So we're raising money through a GoFundMe campaign. And hopefully, and it's on our website on bbsradio.com. Where people can help us, and we would truly appreciate that. We know, you know, times are tough. It's tough to give. I believe me, I feel that energy from so many people we deal with, because the world, you know, things are changing. It's tougher out there today. So any act of kindness would be so appreciated, because it is so sorely needed, and we truly believe we can help society in a way that's meaningful and impactful. And so your dollars will go to good use, and we appreciate that from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I'm not an expert on websites, but you did send me a little showcase of what the new one will look like, and it's spectacular, actually. It's very nice, and it's got lots of pictures and colors, and it's very presentable, and I'm excited. I'd like it to happen tomorrow.
Right. Right. Yeah, yeah, no, it's a truly a brilliant design with brilliant people. We are excited about the future. We are going to get there, no matter what. I believe that. I can live with hope. I'm one of those individuals that no matter how difficult the days are, the feeling inside is always that something good will come from it. And that propels me forward, and my brother. And we love what we do. I mean, the energy here is just, we've been blessed. We have been blessed because we deal with so many beautiful people really trying to make a positive difference in this world. And that's why we work hard. No, we don't have a voice. I mean, my brother and I don't get on and do our own talk shows. But we have brilliant hosts like you, Errol, Rob, that truly, meaningfully want to make a difference in people's lives and have a positive impact. And that's worth everything to my brother and I. If you had a society that only wanted to do that for the rest of society, how could you not want to participate with that?
Very well put.
I want to throw in another reason I absolutely love you guys. I'm all about the mother planet, and anybody that plants a tree has got my A+. And how many fruit trees did you guys plant on the property I witnessed?
Oh, about 62. We truly believe if you plant a tree, why not have it, you know, provide you some sort of sustenance. I mean, I often look at neighbors and I say, boy, there could have been an apple tree and there could have been a peach tree. And, you know, we probably wouldn't have hunger in this world if we, you know, along the sides of the road, rather than just throwing up these pine trees and everything, we were planting fruit trees everywhere and food everywhere. And we could do that. And I don't understand why we don't, but I'm not going to go into that. It just, it puzzles me a little.
I love that, because where I live, we have a lot of apple trees, and so I'll go on a morning walk and I'll grab an apple, and there's mulberry trees everywhere as well. So I'll grab mulberries and blackberries and wild strawberries, and you just got to know, like, I'm in the city and it's, you know, the farmland's about 10 kilometers away, but if you go, like, it's there, you know, like if you look for it. But I totally agree with you guys. Like we have quite a number of fruit trees here, pear trees and stuff, but I still feel like we could have a lot more.
Yeah.
A lot of people think they're a nuisance, though, but I work for a tree company, so I also see how much people actually care about their trees when the trees are sick and there's pests, or to fertilize them and to keep them growing. And I have one client, I think I mentioned on this show or another one. I went to her house and she brought me in her backyard, and I was just like, wow, this tree is massive. And she said, yeah, they estimate it to be over 300 years old. And it's just like to sit, stand beneath that in that majesty and the wonder of it all. It's amazing, and I think that definitely more fruit trees on all the boulevards. So that would definitely help with that hunger.
Yes, thank you, Rob.
Okay, so
Appreciate
that's my closing comments is plant a tree
that.
and help BBS Radio stay in the world stage, get caught up, show us some phenomenal websites that we can all be a part of. Come bring your music, come bring your podcasts, and find the bbsradio.com GoFundMe page. Any closing statements from you, Rob?
No, just thank you guys so much for coming on, and thank you for the services you provide. And I think, I've always wanted to. It's great. It's very synchronistic that you guys came on, because I was always like, well, I hadn't heard anybody interviewed Don and Doug, and so it's great to hear you guys come on and share inspiration. And I think it's important for the listeners to know, and to get a real behind the scenes, because a lot of people, when you don't understand a business, you don't really see the ups and downs, or how much you guys put in, or how much, like you said, your own capital. And I've done my own business. I've gone all in with things. I've lost all my savings, but you got to do it. And I think, and you guys share that. And you, like you said, when times are tough and you got to keep going, and it's inspirational. And I think people will show up to support that. So thank you guys. And I hope the listeners will help support you guys as well. And because it's a very valuable resource and a service, in my opinion.
And then
Thank you. Thank
Doug and
you.
Don closing.
Thank you. Thank you both,
Thank
Rob
you.
Arrow.
Yeah.
Thank you. It
Bug.
was a
Thank you.
delight. Truly was. It was a real treat for us, and to all you fathers out there, a very happy Father's Day.
Yep. Happy Father's Days.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
It's a wrap. Love, love, love.